Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilators for Armstrong and Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 12-18-24, Mr. Hawthorne performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study date of 6-2024, there's been no change period in paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joanne Klug, K-L-U-G. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 12-18-24, Mrs. Klug performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, which may also be effort-related. Compared to a prior study dated 9-11-24, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Williams. This goes to Elizabeth DeSandre, D-E, capital S-A-N-D-R-E, comma F-N-P. On 12-18-24, Mr. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. It was a severe impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a I'm sorry, there's no prior study. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Peacock. This goes to Dr. Pogodina on 12-18-24. Mr. Peacock performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with a minimal impairment in flow rates. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-21-24, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth McCain. This goes to the VA. On 12-18-24, Mr. McCain performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-24-24, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Walton. This goes to Edward McKeithian. On 12-18-24, Mr. Walton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with very severe airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There's no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9-27-24. There's been no change period. Paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.